This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How positive humanism connects to social justice and personal flourishing. Explore how humanistic values and a secular worldview promote social justice and personal flourishing through compassion and reason. Humanism and social justice, a natural partnership for a flourishing society. You know, sometimes when people talk about social justice, it can feel a little abstract or even divisive. But if you look at it through the lens of humanism, it takes on a whole new light, a really hopeful, practical, and empowering kind of perspective. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, especially how positive humanism connects to our desire for a fairer world and personal flourishing. So, what is humanism? At its core, humanism is all about focusing on human values, dignity, and reason, rather than relying on religious or supernatural explanations to understand life and morality. It's grounded in a secular worldview that trusts in our ability to improve society through compassion, ethics, and critical thinking. And when you combine that with the goals of social justice, fair treatment, equal opportunity, and dismantling systemic barriers, you get this really powerful framework for better living. One of the things that really appeals to me about humanism is its emphasis on humanistic values that promote the well-being of all individuals, regardless of background. It doesn't matter where you come from or what you believe. Respect, empathy, and fairness are the foundation. And these are exactly the principles we need if we want to build a world that's not only more equitable, but also more joyful and fulfilling for everyone. There's also an interesting overlap between humanism and positive psychology. Positive psychology is the study of what makes life most worth living. Things like happiness, resilience, and meaningful relationships. Positive humanism kind of marries these ideas, encouraging us to apply humanistic philosophy in a way that fosters personal flourishing alongside social progress. Think about it. Social justice isn't just about changing laws or policies, although those are important. It's also about creating environments where people can thrive psychologically and socially. If we believe in the inherent worth of every person, one of the core tenets of applied humanistic philosophy, then promoting social justice becomes a natural extension of that belief. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of our happiness and well-being with the health of the broader community. Another nice thing about approaching social justice from a secular humanist angle is that it's rooted in reason and evidence. Instead of relying on dogma or ideology, this view asks us to critically evaluate what works best to create fairness and opportunity. It encourages dialogue, inclusion, and a commitment to continual learning and growth, which are essential for lasting social change. For example, tackling systemic racism or poverty requires both empathy and solid policies that are informed by data and experience. Humanistic values push us to approach these issues with honesty and courage, knowing that the goal isn't just charity, but true empowerment and want and equality. Honestly, it's refreshing to have a clear and positive vision like this, especially in times when social and political conversations can feel so polarized. A secular worldview rooted in positive humanism offers a way to unite around shared human concerns without getting bogged down by religious or ideological differences. If you're curious and want to explore how these ideas come together in a thoughtful, accessible way, there's a wonderful resource I'd recommend. The book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It explains how humanism is not just a philosophy, but a practical guide for living ethically, fostering social justice, and improving our own lives through reason and compassion. Whether you want to better understand the roots of social justice or find grounding for your own beliefs and actions, this book can be a great starting point. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today by visiting positivehumanism.com. It's an invitation to embrace a secular worldview that benefits both the individual and society, making our shared future more hopeful and just. So basically, humanism and social justice go hand in hand. When we act based on humanistic values, respect, dignity, empathy, we're not only working toward fairness, but also nurturing what it means to truly flourish as individuals and as communities. And that, to me, feels like the kind of progress the world really needs right now.